This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Larry Winters, an entrepreneur and popular motivational speaker. Through humor and passion, Larry has shared his life experiences and business philosophy to thousands for over 20 years, empowering them to pursue their own dreams. He is the founder and president of Leadership Team Development Incorporated, a company that provides business support materials for Amway business owners in North America. He has recently released a new book called Live the Dream, No More Excuses. Larry Winters, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on the air with you.
I couldn't say that any better. It certainly is to have you as well. So tell us, first of all, about your journey from car wash employee to successful entrepreneur. That's certainly something that our listeners are going to want to hear.
Eric, that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, because I believe from the very bottom of my heart that if Larry and Pam Winters can start where we started, if we had to go through what we had to go through, and we've gotten to where we're at. And by the way, we have by no means arrived, and we are, you know, we stopped performing, and we think we're better than anybody else or big shots. We're just thankful to be in America, the land of opportunity, land of free enterprise, and be able to have a business of our own. And so I don't think I'm any better than anybody else. I'm an average Joe. As a matter of fact, probably as average as you're going to find. Pam and I are both high school educated. I had no college. She had one semester, didn't go past that. We were both high school educated. We were working at a car wash when we met. She was the cashier. I was a manager. We worked there. I worked there 6 long years. She worked there 7 years. So it wasn't like a little part-time job. This is what we were doing out of high school. And we got married in 1980. We were 24 years old. We were living in a 900-square-foot rental house. The rent on the house was $225 a month, which means it wasn't very nice, it wasn't very big, it wasn't very fancy. But after getting married, we realized that, you know, we had more month than money. We were living hour to hour, paycheck to paycheck. And after about 3 months of that, I realized that I needed to increase my income. There was a ceiling on my income at the car wash. There was a ceiling on Pam's income. We were maxed out there. We had no formal education, so what else were we going to do? So I just started thinking about making money in a business of my own, and that's when a friend of mine called and said, have you ever seen how the Amway business works? I had not seen how it worked, and I took a look at it.
Yeah, tell us about your business, your Amway business.
Well, it's absolutely incredible, because you can have business in all 50 states. You can have business in other foreign countries. You're backed by an $11 billion corporation. You know, you can't get much bigger than that. Amway Corporation is bigger than the NHL, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. So you've got a secure mothership backing you, but you don't work for them, you work for yourself. You can put in as much time as you want or as little time as you want. You can be as ambitious as you like or as lazy as you like, and nobody can tell you any different. It's an incredibly low startup cost. It's about $200 to start a business of your own today. When I started, it was $64, and that's why I was able to start my own business back in the 1980s. Is because it was only $64. I could scrounge that up, and then I was able to build my business, grow my business on a shoestring budget. I never had to lay out a chunk of money. I never had to lay out $20,000 or $30,000. I never even had to lay out $2,000 or $3,000 at one time. You know, a convention here, a conference there. Maybe I'd buy a self-help book. Maybe I'd buy an audio tape or a CD now. And the bottom line is that on a shoestring budget, I'm talking about on a limited weekly, monthly income, we were able to fund our business and to educate ourselves to any level we chose to get to.
You had many struggles to keep your business operating through some very lean years. What was your lowest point in your struggles?
That's a great question. Wow. We were collecting aluminum cans to supplement our daytime job, which was car wash, then selling cars, then selling secondhand sweaters, second sweaters out of the trunk of my car, yard cleanup, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, and eventually into lawn care slash lawn mowing. And all through those journeys, all through those jobs, I should say, I made enough money during the day to kind of keep my business open in the evenings. And to supplement that, my wife and I picked up aluminum cans late at night on a weekend. We would drive along the road. We would go to where people partied, and we would pick up aluminum cans, and we would save cans. Well, we went to a golf tournament one time. The golf tournament ended at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. We walked in, and we went to a dumpster to start getting aluminum cans out of the dumpster. And we did that, and it was summer. It was August. It was hot. My wife was in the dumpster passing the cans out to me, putting them in an plastic bag, and I was tying them to the roof of our car. And then sometimes I would get in the dumpster, and she would hold the bag. Lowest point of my life ever, or business career, is when some of her high school friends came by who graduated college, and they knew we were building our business, and they saw Pam in a dumpster, my wife, handing aluminum cans out to me, and I'm putting them in a plastic bag. And they asked how our business was going. And they said it kind of snarky. They were kind of making fun of us. And to make a long story short, I don't know if I could ever felt less of a man or more embarrassed or more ashamed of myself for ever getting my family, my wife, in that kind of position.
Yeah, I'm feeling that right now for sure. Now, what are a few of the most common excuses that people make when it comes to following their dreams, and how can we challenge those excuses?
That's another great question. Wow, you're good at this. The number one excuse is, I don't have time. And that is not true. Everybody has time. We're all busy, but we all use our time based on our priorities. I made my own business a priority. I didn't have time to be in the softball league and build my own business. I didn't have time to ride dirt bikes and be in my own business. I didn't have time to water skate. All three of those things were my passion before the business. I filled my calendar with silly things that didn't produce any income. And I played softball, I rode dirt bikes, I water skied, and so I didn't have time to do both. No one told me to stop doing them, and I didn't really ever stop. I just postponed them. And the number one excuse is I don't have time, but people actually have the time. Everybody has 24 hours in a day, and it's just based on how you prioritize it. So number one is I don't have time. Number two is I don't have any money. Well, we've already covered that because of the business model that we're in. It's no overhead. It's so low cost. There's no major outlay. You don't have to borrow any money. Number one is I don't have time. Number two is I don't have any money. And number three is I'm not a salesperson. Well, everybody is a salesperson in some way, shape, or form, or they wouldn't have a job, or they wouldn't be able to interact with people. There's a difference between being an insurance salesman, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, or and a doctor, okay? But doctors, they have to sell to. They have to interact with people. Insurance people, they have to interact with people. I was never a salesperson either. And I still don't consider myself a salesperson. I consider myself an entrepreneur, and I offer goods and services to people. And if they buy them, fantastic. And if they don't, well, it was nice talking to you anyway. So those are three biggest excuses. I don't have time, I don't have any money, and I'm not a salesperson.
Today, we're joined by Larry Winters, an entrepreneur and popular motivational speaker, founder and president of Leadership Team Development Incorporated, and author of the recently released new book called Living the Dream, No More Excuses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Larry, you work with your wife, Pam. What advice do you have for husbands and wives that work together?
That's another great question. Number one, find out who is good at what. Sometimes people think one person has a specific role and the other one has to do something else. We found out that let your talents and abilities shine and don't worry about what gender that is. In some of my business teams, the lady, the woman, is a better communicator, and she's kind of the point person. And some of them, the husband is. Sometimes the lady is super shy and the husband's a little bit more bold. Well, then let the husband explain how the business marketing plan and let the lady maybe do some of the logistics and some of the organizational things. But it's the other way. Sometimes the lady's a better communicator. She's got a little bit more personality. Let her be the point person. So find what you're good at and don't try to be good at everything. Divvy the roles up and then support each other. You know, my after 32 years of being in the business, you're always going to have a time when you get down. One of the reasons we made it through the struggle years is because when I got down, Pam never quit. When she got down, I never quit. So we kind of kept each other in until it started working to the point where we really don't have to face those decisions anymore.
You have a passion for free enterprise. Why do you believe it's so important to our economy today?
Well, it's just what makes everything go. Freedom and free enterprise go hand in hand. Without the freedom to enterprise, we don't really have personal freedom. That's why we're so different than any other country on the earth, and we're the most successful country on earth. I know a lot of people don't think that, but when you really look at the lifestyle we produce, our poor people in this country have a place to live, a big screen TV, most of the time air conditioning, and an automobile. And that's our poor people. That's our poverty people. I know there's some people out there really, really hurting, but it's so far and few between, it's almost immeasurable. And so our standard of living is so good because we have the freedom. The Constitution says we're allowed to go out and pursue happiness. We have the freedom to pursue our dreams and goals. Eric, one of the things that you got to realize is that without the free enterprise market, we don't have personal freedom, and that means you're allowed to work as hard or as little as you want, and you can succeed at any level, and you also have to take a risk. And that is what I love about this country, is that we have the right, the freedom to become, and that when one person rises up, it empowers and encourages and also provides for many other people. You know, my wife and I used to work at a car wash. We didn't have any staff. We didn't have any employees. We didn't have any help. We weren't providing much to the country as a service. And now I've employed 32 people. I've got assistants. I've got employees. We've got an office building. And all of this goes out into the world and makes other people have more opportunity. When one person's opportunity goes up, everybody's goes up.
What do you hope that people will come away with after reading your book, Living the Dream, No More Excuses?
That they're capable of doing more than they've ever thought they were capable of. Because I did not know I could run a corporation like this. I did not know that I could have 50,000 business associates in the United States and around the world. I didn't know that I could be financially independent. And again, I'm not a big shot. I'm not better than anybody. But money used to control me. Money used to control my time. Now I have the ability to control money, which I'm able to control my time. And so I believe from the bottom of my heart, honestly, with Larry and Pam can start where we started. High school. Car wash, 7 years for Pam, 6 years for me. No background, nothing. We didn't have anybody backing us. Our parents were low middle class people. And when we started, we had nothing but a dream, a desire, and a plan. And that is available. It doesn't have to be the Amway business. I don't even try to tell, I don't encourage people to just do Amway. I encourage people to chase their dreams. Follow their dreams. Maybe it's an Olympic athlete. Maybe it's to be a painter. Maybe it's to be an author. Maybe it's to be an entertainer, Maybe you're in sports, you're in high school, and you don't know if you could be a pro athlete. You just got to work at it hard enough and stick with it long enough and don't quit. Don't make excuses and don't quit.
What's been the best part for you in terms of living the dream?
Well, number one, quality time with my wife and phenomenal quality time with my children. We have three great kids, my daughters, Tara, Stephen, and Ricky. All of them are in the business with me. But, you know, my daughter has been with us when Amway Corporation sends us to Hawaii on free trips every February. My daughter's been on 14 of those 20 trips. My sons have been to Hawaii 9-10 times. We've been to the Virgin Islands, you know, dozens of times. We've been to the finest sporting events, the coolest things you can imagine, the Daytona 500, the Indianapolis 500. I've been to 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball parks, most of the time with my children and wife. We have seen some of the most beautiful places in America, eaten at some of the finest restaurants. But all of that aside, it's the quality time. There's no pressure in our life. We don't have turmoil. We don't have chaos. And it's the peace. It's the tranquility that comes with knowing. When I wake up in the morning, I don't have to worry about where is the next dollar going to come from. And when I worked at the car wash and did lawn care and I sold cars, every day I was scared I wasn't going to be able to provide for my family. For me, it's called peace.
Really, really inspiring indeed. Now, tell us, Larry, where our listeners can be in contact with you online, get more information about your new book called Live the Dream, No More Excuses, and any other thing that they would want to be in contact with you about.
No problem. First of all, you can get the book at any major bookseller, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, you know, any major retailer, Dalton Books. You can also go to Amazon.com, and they ship it right to you. You can get it on. You can get it as a hardback. You can get it as a download right to your Kindle or your iPod. So you can get it on that, and you can also get it on, audio. You can get it as an audio book. So, and then my publishing company set up the stupidest website name on the face of the earth, and it's called WhoIsLarryWinters.com. WhoIsLarryWinters.com. I'm like, is that the best name you could come up with? But that's what it is. And that's a website. There's a contact information there. And I love hearing from people. Once they read the book, I love getting feedback from them. It's a labor of love. I wrote this book because I firmly believe that if Larry and Pam can do what we've done and overcome the things we've overcome, and I only covered one or two things, the whole book is about the junk that we had to go through. But you know what? It was worth every second of it.
Very inspiring, without a question. He is Larry Winters, an entrepreneur and popular motivational speaker, founder and president of Leadership Team Development Incorporated, and author of the recently released new book called Live the Dream, No More Excuses. And the website of reference for contact with Larry, it's simple enough, whoislarrywinters.com. Larry, thanks so much for sharing your message with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you for having me, and you do a phenomenal job. This is one of my favorite interviews ever, for real. Thank you very much.
Oh, I couldn't thank you enough for saying those kind words. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.